Hello, everybody. Welcome back to 10 Down with Terry and David. I'm here at my co-host, Alien Man.
Wow.
What?
That was different. That was really different. It felt like fresh. It felt like relieving of not the same thing. And you called me Alien Man.
Alien Man, because you're very monotone. Anyway, welcome back. We had a fabulous Easter. It was very busy, wasn't it?
Easter. See, at the Easter.
Did we tell people why we say that?
Yes.
Okay.
We said it last week.
Did we? I can't remember last week. But yeah, we had a great Easter, didn't we? It was actually one of my favorite Easters ever.
It was very, very chilled. But the weather worked in our favor a little bit. We got a barbecue.
Storm Dave nearly ruined it.
But we didn't. We stood strong. The barbecue nearly caused a divorce, but we got there in the end. You helped in the end. It was great.
So, right. We got a barbecue. I've been mad to get one. And we got it. And when we were in the shop, the guy was like, do you need that put together? And I was like, yes, I would pay any money for that to be put together. But then he was like, oh no, we don't do that. Do you remember that? We never even spoke about it afterwards.
I thought you asked him, do you put it together?
No, he said, do you need it put together? And I was like, yeah, how much? And he's like, oh no, we don't do that.
Yeah, so...
Do you remember that?
Yeah, now I remember. So they put it together in the shop and then you put it into your car go home?
The whole point was he offered it and then said that they don't do it.
Oh, he kind of, like, he was just being polite. Yeah, okay, I get you.
Yeah, but anyway, David, he's like, I'll put it together. And I always know that that just means one thing. It means David will put half of it together, lose his patience, walk away, and then it'll be half done until I come down and literally hold the instructions and say, put A in B.
That's not true.
It is true. It is true.
So, first of all, right, your sister advised me prior to us planning on people coming over. She was like, if you're having a barbecue this weekend, you need to start the barbecue now, because it took her 3 to 4 days to put hers together and it was loads of people involved. You need two people because it's a big barbecue. It's also a pizza oven. You need two people to help you. So I built the base of it. I needed you then to help me with the main part to secure it so I could
No, you didn't. You couldn't figure it out, David. Because you know why? You don't read instructions. You don't read them.
I refuse to read them.
Anybody else have a husband like that just will not read instructions, just thinks that they know what they're doing and then flies ahead. But anyway,
because the instructions never make sense.
I just love to be able to be like, David, can you put that together? And then just close the door and come back down and it's magically done.
You say, David, can you make sure that the house is always clean? And then you close the door.
No, I never say that.
No, in your head you do.
No,
and then you come downstairs and it's always done.
I don't give a shit. I'll live like a pig.
You know what? The house is nice and clean at the moment. I am going away for one day. And it'll be like...
That's another thing as well I want to talk about. Normally, you either take Jake with you or you drop him off at his doggy hotel, because when David's not here, Jake sits at that window and barks at his own shadow. He is so obsessed with David that he gets himself into an awful state waiting on him, and it's just murder.
Like, he won't eat, he won't drink, he heaves. Terry is like... Yeah, I know. It was an unexpected trip. I wasn't meant to be going.
Like, I'm literally, my head's going to be wrecked.
I know, but now my head will be wrecked.
He's going to bark all night.
Okay.
Take him with you. Why don't you take him with you?
I'm staying in the hotel.
What hotel? Is it going to Galgorm?
Yes.
Oh, you thought love yourself.
We're having a spa day.
Oh my God. You lived the dream. So you never told me this.
This was only confirmed as of yesterday. We're having a spa
day. But you never told me. So you're going... Sorry, David, enlighten me. So you just decided... hold on, I tell you how this all happened, right?
Back up.
Last week, myself and David were in the car and his friend rang him and he was telling him a few things about life and he was like, oh, just having a shit time at the moment. And I was like, you really need to go up and meet up with him. And he's like, yeah, I actually have a few tiles there that I need to drop up to him. So I was like, why don't you go up next Wednesday? That turned into David going up and having an overnight. And I was like, yeah, perfect, that's grand. Now that's turned into a spa night. You all love yourself.
I'm happy for you. We're going to put cucumber on our eyes.
You won't. You'll put cucumber in a drink and you'll get absolutely lit. You'll arrive home tomorrow with your eyes.
No, I won't be. No, true as God, I won't be.
Lies.
I will be on the road tomorrow by 10 a.m. I can promise you that.
Why?
Because I want to come home. Before I agreed to going, I told you if I'm going up, I'm going to go and come back in the same day. Go early in the morning and come back in the evening.
Yeah.
So I don't intend on doing anything.
I just love how you dropping up to your mate for a coffee and dropping off.
Man, it's 2.5 hours away.
Has turned into a spa nanny.
Well, that's what normally happens. Well, it doesn't actually. We never really get to do it anymore. So you had a lovely Easter.
Yeah, we had a lovely Easter. We had 28 people over to our house unexpectedly because I put out a message into my family group chat and I was like, we're going to have a barbecue on Sunday. Whoever wants to go over. And normally, like, not everybody's available.
But everybody was
available.
Everybody
was available. So it was great. No, it was great. We had a great time. And I was glad. And we got full use out of that barbecue. And it was so much easier hosting with a barbecue.
Yeah.
Normally, we have an island in our kitchen. And in the island is the cooker. And normally when people come over, they're sitting opposite. And then you're cooking on the cooker. But, like, you know, you're trying to host at the same time. Mm. Whereas we just threw the food on the barbecue and came back into the house. And then went out and got it when it was done.
Well, that's what I didn't dawn on me what the difference was, because normally it's chaotic, as you said, at the island, and it, like, you're telling people to move here, and then
you're cooking and the fan is gone, the fan smell is gone,
you know. So that was the difference. We're sure we were at one point, I done 2, 4, 6, 8, 12, I was cooking 12, maybe 14 burgers at once.
Yeah,
but it would have been a lot more, but we had chicken wings and we had like halloumi, which, by the way, the halloumi was a disaster.
It was very tasty.
It was very tasty, but it's a disaster. Would it be the same if you just put tinfoil down and then cooked it? I don't know.
I don't know if you should cook a tinfoil on a barbecue.
Of course you can. Sure, you just put your potatoes in there.
Oh.
Of course you can.
Oh. Oh. Anyway, yeah, so we had a great time and it was lovely and Sydney had a ball. But that was after we had the Easter egg hunt. And I don't know if we've ever said this before, but we moved into our new house 2 years ago, and it's a new house, and there's a few other houses in the estate, but the majority of people that have moved in are our age, and they all have two kids around Sydney's age. So it is nothing short of a dream to have that, because there's a real sense of community. All the kids play together. We're all over in each other's houses, raising our kids together. And it is absolutely incredible. Like, I will never, ever leave.
What's the name of that street off Desperate Housewives?
Whimsical, or what's it?
I don't know. I just know the name of the show. I don't know.
Something Lane. I know, because Louise said something. Wisteria Lane.
Wisteria Lane.
But anyway, it is absolutely incredible. Like, I love our life here because of that. But on Sunday morning, I could have cried with happiness because one of the mammies, she's a teacher, so she's great at organizing things. And she organized an Easter egg hunt where the kids found a clue and then they had to go into each other's back gardens and find more clues. And there was literally at one point, I think it was 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 kids running around the estate.
Chasing it, yeah.
And grabbing all the clues, and they had their buckets and their bunny ears. And then we organized a Easter bunny to come to our house.
Mm-hmm.
And we had
that
breakfast.
That was a bit of crack, wasn't it?
Yeah, we had like literally everybody in the estate in the house with the Easter bunny. And it was just a house full of fun.
It kind of sets a standard, because I was chatting to the other dads. I was like, it's almost like you're setting a standard now for each year that if you don't do it, what we've just done.
Because
on Paddy's Day, we had like a little parade outside. Like, if you don't do it 1 year, you'd be like, oh, that's a bit weird. It's almost like it's a competition. You have to do bigger and bigger each year.
No, I don't. I think we're creating traditions for our kids. Like, I think, and you know, each year it's the bare minimum when you think about it. Like on Paddy's Day, we just had, you know, food and a few drinks for the parents.
And the music box.
Yeah. Like, it's that's the bare minimum, but it meant the world to the kids.
Yeah, because they would have enjoyed that a lot more than getting into the car and driving into the city all that crap.
Crying, can't get a table in the restaurant, blah, blah. Chaos. Whereas they were in their own houses, running in and out, like getting what they needed, playing on the road. They had their bikes. They decorated hats, like on Easter, you know, simple things like a bucket, ears, chocolate.
I know. And sure, your house is already full of chocolate as it is.
Yeah, and they just had a ball. And then I suppose the bunny was a bit extra, but
that honestly was a very last minute thing, as you know.
It was a last minute thing, but it was amazing. It was so good.
So that company that we used for the Easter bunny, Be Happy Kids is the name of their Instagram page.
Yes.
You can see if you go onto their page, they are simply, it does everything that it says on the tin. It's literally Be Happy. Like, the kids, they do everything from birthday parties, barbecues, like 21sts, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And it's all themed parties.
I love that. Like, I'll definitely get them again for a barbecue or something like that. But
and don't tell anybody.
Don't tell anybody, because it actually was a bit trippy. Like, we invited like everyone over to our house for breakfast, and we had, you know, cheese, meats, like bagels, whatever. We had it all laid out, and everybody walked in, and then there was just like a bunny in the sitting room. Now, only one kid freaked out, which is which is good going.
Well, and considering that it was actually a full size bunny, like the one that we seen that time up at where were we the week before?
Lugwood's.
Lugwood's. Like, it was a, like, it wasn't like it was a cheap costume. Like, it was a real, it was a proper costume. It was very, very cool. Good. Like, so the years that you had to duck under the door frame to get in.
I know.
But the kids love it. But yeah, I'd love to organize something like unexpected for a barbecue, like if we were expecting people over.
I know. It was just a great day. And when we walked into this house for the first time, do you remember when we were like on the market to buy a house, and we were literally viewing houses every week?
Yeah.
And I'd walk out of every house and be like, no. And I walked out of this house and I was like, that's our house.
Yeah.
And we had a bit of a rocky road to actually getting it, because we pulled out and like we went back, blah, blah, blah.
It's never an easy process.
No. But it wasn't. You know, like we did get in pretty quick. From the moment we did actually, you know, transfer the deposit, was pretty quick procedure. But I knew when I walked into this house, this was our house, because I remember seeing the kitchen and how open it was. And I could imagine all the parties, all of the people. And that's why I love this house, is that it's just perfect for that.
Yeah.
It's perfect for hosting.
Yeah, exactly. I remember, because when we first viewed this house, it was like November, was it? Halloween?
It was Christmas.
Yeah. And it was obviously pitch black. It was in the evening.
Mm.
But I remember coming back. Remember, we kept driving up and looking over the wall to see what direction the sunlight was coming in.
Yeah, we had to see that before we...
And then we were like, you can see how much light was actually coming in. And we were like, this house is like filled with light.
The light is incredible. Like, it's so nice. But anyway, it was just, overall, it was just a very, very wholesome, happy Easter. And it was just perfect for what we wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a few glasses of wine as well on the Sunday.
Of course you did, Terry. Yeah, you deserved it.
Okay. But yeah, I had a few glasses of wine on Sunday and they were absolutely delicious, crisp, just perfect.
That was from, it was that one of them bottles of from Amy Huberman, was that in there?
Yeah, we love that. Yeah. We love that. And the Pinot Grigio, if you see it in Aldi, it's so nice. But yeah, it was just a lovely weekend, and
hope you all had a lovely Easter.
We hope you all had a lovely Easter. We were very lucky though, but the weekend almost got cancelled though. I will say that, because poor Sydney came down with something on the Friday. She had been sick the week before. And then she came out of it, and then it's like she went back into it or something on the Saturday, or the Friday night started. And then on Saturday, I was like, no, I'm not happy with her. So tried to get the D-doc, and, you know, she was spiking temps pretty high, like up to 40. And I was freaked, couldn't really get them down. Anyway, rang the D-doc, and there was such a long wait to get to the doctor. And I was like, I can't wait that long. Like, so I had to take her up to Leia, who were brilliant, by the way. It was such a great service. Like, we were in and out. Shout out to Leia. This isn't paid. Anyway, brought her up, and she was seen in and out within the hour. And yeah, felt really listened to. The staff were amazing. So.
You said they were very thorough.
Very thorough, yeah. With a really good doctor. She was, I think, South African.
Mm.
She was really fab. But yeah, and she was as right as rain then by the Sunday, which was great. So
I think what you're trying to say is that
I just wish
a lot of our doctor visits, not our doctor visits, but in general across, is that you always hear the same thing when you're talking to parents. It's like, it's almost like you're getting fobbed off. It's like pushed on to the next thing. It's viral infection.
I feel like feel that in Ireland. Like, I feel like it's very, very hard to get hold of your GP. You can't get a GP in Ireland. Can't get a hold of them.
Terry.
It's impossible. I don't want to get into it because I could rant. But like, when you have sick kids, it's very frustrating. Like, whatever about yourself, but to have a sick child and to be told there's no appointments constantly and then having to go to the GP or the D-doc, and then, like, you know, you're sent to every single other clinic, then one that's close to you. And then, you know, there's no continuity of care there either.
But I also find it amazing that when you do eventually get an appointment, you get to the doctor's clinic and
you're told it's viral.
No,
every time.
Is that there'll be one person in the waiting area, and say your appointment's at 11 a.m. It's like, you're telling me it's back-to-back bookings. I remember as a kid, I used to go into the GP with my ma, and the GP would be packed.
Yeah.
You know, you'd be sitting there and they'd call your name.
I don't know, the system's just really bad. And like, look, we all know it. And every parent that's listening is probably nodding their head going, yep, yep, yep. Like, it's crazy. And just like the fact that it's gone on so long and nobody has been able to fix it.
It's not that nobody's able to fix it. It's unfortunately the health system is at the bottom of the list.
I know.
And it's Ireland. Always has been.
Oh, look, let's not get into it because I don't want to talk about politics. But yeah, well, say no more. Get health insurance is all I'll say. All I'll say is getting health insurance because it has been one of the best things we've ever done.
One of the best things that you've ever done because you've harped on about it.
Yeah. Well, like, do you not think so?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Because David was very anti getting it. He was like, that's just a waste of money, blah, blah, blah. But like, it has been so good. Well,
the only reason why is because I can only refer to it as pet insurance, where there's an issue where is that they'll do everything they possibly can to not pay you.
I know.
That's all I'm saying.
Anyway, we went to the VIP Style Award event last week. And I'm nominated for an award this year.
Please say what award, Terry, because... So,
it's the most stylish woman. And this is the first year that I've not been nominated as an influencer, which is very interesting because...
That's a big step.
It's a big step. Like, you know, look, I know I'm an influencer, but I'm also a businesswoman and, you know, other things as well. Mm. So it was just nice to have that little recognition and it's such a big category. So I'm absolutely thrilled. I don't know if I'm able to go. Actually, I know it. I know that I won't be able to go because it's my sister's hen. So yeah, I won't be at it this year, unfortunately.
I'll be flying the flag, Terry.
Yeah, David's going to go fly the flag.
You know what? Like every other event that I've been to, maybe two awards and three events where you were meant to come with me and I've gone by myself. And the first line that everybody always says is, where's Terry?
Yeah, because we're always together.
And I'm like, well, Terry's not here, but you've got me.
Yeah, I'll be over in Ibiza with my sister and, well, both my sisters and her friends, and we're going to have a ball.
And you're going to get Jake minded and you're going to do this and you're going
to
do that.
Jake doesn't need to be minded when you're here. Jake couldn't give a shit if I'm here or not. That dog is.
Because he doesn't trust you. You bully him.
I don't bully him, David. You do bully him. I'd say you're looking forward to that. Are you going to get a suit made again?
For VIPs?
Yeah.
I'm thinking about it. I probably will. Yeah. It depends. I might. Just that tux I have is incredible. And blokes can wear the same stuff again.
I know. The brown one.
Yeah.
That's very distinct though. You can't be seen 2 years in a row wearing that.
Why?
You just can't. You can't. Did you wear that to Louise Cooney's wedding?
No.
Have you worn it again since?
No. Yes.
I feel like I seen you in it again.
The Gossies, but I didn't wear the shirt. I just wore a black t-shirt.
Oh, fab. No, I don't think you can wear it again because I think like you can absolutely wear it again to another event, but you can't wear it to two VIP style awards in a row. You can't.
Okay.
So get your shit together. It's in 6 weeks, 5 weeks.
Jesus, that close.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, sure. It's the weekend of Ibiza. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Shit, I better go on to Louis Coblen, so get it sorted.
Anyway, I had a little tweakment yesterday in River Medical. Did you notice?
You asked me last night, did I notice? Mm. Right? How would I notice?
Well, you shouldn't because it takes 3 months to kick in.
And what's the result of it here?
So I feel like since I had Miles, I feel like I've a roundy head. I've a roundy head and it's melting into my neck.
Welcome to my world, Teddy. Welcome to my world.
I can't explain it. I just feel like, look, come here. I look at myself all the time because of what I do online, like as in I'm taking videos of myself constantly and pictures. So it's only natural that I'm starting to like, well, not starting to, I've always scrutinized myself a little bit, but I've just noticed that I've got a bit of a double chin and I don't love it.
Terry, I said this to you when you said it to me that you were going in for this treatment. I was like, everybody has a double chin when you put your head down.
No, I just, I feel like since I've been pregnant, I have a roundy head, like a mad roundy head. So anyway, I got old therapy, it's called. So basically it's like this ultrasound, it's guided ultrasound treatment. So there's like other treatments like HIFU, which I've had once before. And it's basically like it tightens your skin and dissolves fat. That is the HIFU. But this is different. So because it uses ultrasound, you can actually pinpoint exactly where you want the energy to go to. So,
is it painful?
Yeah, it kind of was. They had to put numbing cream on.
What does it compare to? Like, what's it like?
It kind of feels like someone's pinching your neck. That's what it feels like. Now, when you said like, is it painful? And I said, yeah. I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, it's probably like a 2 or 3. As in, there's a little bit of pain because the numbing cream.
It's not painful if it's a 2 or 3.
But it basically tightens the skin. But it takes about 12 weeks to see any differences. But like you get the peak result at 6 months. So it's very slow burn and like it's kind of a slow burner. But I had it done, and the reason why I went to, this isn't an ad by the way, I just really like the clinic. The reason why I went there is because it's nurse led and it's medical led. So there's doctors and nurses. So you're not just going into somebody that's just been trained up on a machine.
Oh, okay.
They actually know anatomy. They, you know, have nurse training and medical training. So I really trust them. Like I've gone in there, I've had BBL and Fraxel in there. Well, not a BBL. Jeez, I'm no worse. But they're fine. If you're looking, what? But yeah, they're really good. So yeah, I'm going to be snatched.
Snatched.
That brings me on to my next thing, actually. I feel like a lot of men don't love when women get stuff done.
No, you're right. But on my side of it, you've said to me and before, you're like, oh, I think I'm going to get my boobs done. I'm like, what's wrong with your boobs? They're perfect. You're like, no, after I have, this was before we had kids. You were like, if I have kids, I'm going to have to get my boobs done. I wouldn't like you to do anything to you.
I wasn't talking about implants. I was saying like, if I needed a lift or something.
No, you said work. Yeah. I know that. Yeah. But it doesn't bother me. Like if a girl decides that she wants to go and get procedure on anything, she doesn't like her ears. If it makes her feel better, fine. That's fine. But I'm just telling you, stop squinting your eyes. I'm just telling you, I think you're perfect, Terry. Just stay as you are.
I know, but whenever I joke about stuff like that, like before I said to David, I'm going to get lip filler. And he was like, no, you're not. Like you'd be really...
Because I wouldn't want you to have that look. Because I don't think...
What look?
That you have big lips when you don't need them.
I just feel like men are a bit funny about it.
There's nothing funny about what I'm saying.
as in, I think in theory you're like, yeah, go for it, but I don't think you'd like it.
Yeah, because I don't want you to have to do anything.
Yeah, true. Look, Mir, I'm all for little tweakments and people doing it, but filler for me worries me. Like I've never had filler, but a couple of my friends have, and they look amazing, but I just feel like it has the potential to go so wrong.
Well, you're putting a foreign object into your body.
Yeah.
Am I not right? Or not wrong?
No, like I said, like I have friends and I know a lot of people that have filler and they actually look amazing because they've gone to the right people. But I just feel like at the moment, there's just a lot of people that are...
Well, that's the other thing. There's also people out there, like for example, Kylie Jenner. Like,
she looks amazing.
She looks amazing I don't mean to say compared to what she did, but obviously she had the best of the best surgeons.
Mm.
But my concern or worry would be is that it would not be the way you wanted, or you know. So just accept the way you are.
Just
accept. But like all them procedures,
I haven't done anything.
All them procedures that you get, when I'm talking about procedures, I mean like treatments, your nails, your whatever it may be, and you
procedures. Can your nails?
You won't even shave me back.
I can't believe you brought that up. David asked me to shave his back the odd time, and it literally repulses me. Do you know what it is? It's the way that you stand there. You stand there like facing the wall and like,
where am I supposed to face, Terry? And you're doing my back.
I can see your ears and I'm shaving your back and I'm like, this is not how I imagined my life.
Just like, that's it. You're making a big deal about it. Just help me out.
Do you want me to do a listener email?
Go.
It's a very juicy one.
Oh.
I nearly died when I seen this. Actually, there was 2 or 3. So I'm saving the other one for the next pod. Hi Terry and David, I've been with my partner for 6 years and we share absolutely everything, or so I thought. I accidentally discovered he has a separate savings account with a pretty significant amount of money in it that I knew nothing about. When I asked him, he brushed it off and said, it's just in case. Just in case for what? Leaving me? Now I can't stop questioning everything. Is this normal or a massive red flag?
Okay, first of all, take a deep breath. Second of all, it's
marry
not a red,
that motherfucker.
It's not a red flag. He's probably saving for an engagement ring.
Yeah, I don't think it's a red flag. Well, I'll tell you what I think, right? I don't think it's a red flag that he's got savings. That's a good thing. But I think it's a red flag that he didn't know about it. I don't like that. I think if you're in a relationship with somebody for 6 years, you should be open enough like to be like, yeah, I've got savings. I think I've in around this. And then like have your joint account. Like I think it should be open. Like, do you know how much savings I have?
Having a notion.
Oh, you do. I've told you multiple times.
Yeah, but it's getting bigger, Terry, so I don't know.
But like, we would have a joint account and then we'd have our separate savings.
Why are you laughing?
Because I have savings. But yeah, I don't think it's a red flag that he has that. And I think that's pretty normal with couples. Like, I think everybody has their joint account and then, well, a lot of people have their joint account and then their savings on the side.
Yeah. But if she had said to him, like, it depends on how she approached it. She had said to him, oh, what's the story with this account? And then he went and told her. But if he's been really cagey about it, then well, he'd be worried.
She doesn't
worried.
Say. She just said, I accidentally discovered that you had a separate account, savings account, with a pretty significant amount of money in it.
How many zeros?
That I knew nothing about.
How do you and accidentally then when she come asked across him, someone?
He brushed it off and said, it was just in case.
Just in case what, Michael?
Well, like, just in case they get married or just in case he's going to run off with a younger woman.
Now, that would be the last thing I would have thought of.
No, you have to think like that.
So hold on a second.
As a woman,
all the money that you have saved, does that mean you're going to run off with another man?
No, it's in case you decide to run off with another woman.
No, that's not what she's saying. He has money saved that she didn't know about so he could possibly run off with another woman. That doesn't make any sense.
At this rate, David, I reckon you'd run off with another man. I don't would. Have to worry about a woman.
I would. I already have one lined up.
I'm more worried about you and your mates up the north.
I have one lined up, just in case.
But yeah, my red flag with that would be that he didn't tell her. That is weird. And I'd maybe just bring it up with him again and be like, you know, can we be a bit more open? We're together 6 years. I would like him to know that you are rich.
Okay, I wouldn't say it's a red flag. I just say, just you should have told me and then move on. But a red flag, that means that he's up to no good. That's what I would consider a red flag.
Well, why has he got it there? Why did
Jesus
he
Christ,
her?
Terry.
Do you want to hear the other one? The workplace scandal that I got sent?
Go on.
Or the family drama one? Hi, Terry. Before my mum passed, she told me something that has completely changed how I see my family. She made me promise not to tell anyone, but now I feel like I'm carrying something that isn't mine to hold. It affects how I see my dad and my siblings, everything. Do I keep my promise or does the truth deserve to come out? That is very deep.
Ooh.
I wish she had elaborated. It depends on what it is. Like, obviously, if it's like dark and bad and illegal, I wouldn't keep any promises. I would be exposing that shit.
But it could tear the whole family apart.
If it's illegal or bad, like abuse is involved, I would be blowing that shit wide open. That's just me. So it depends. So we'd probably need a little bit more context.
You know, I heard something there this morning on the pod that I was listening to. Is that obviously we all know that Donald Trump is like completely off the rails at the moment.
With, he's like a baby throwing his toys off his pram.
No, but I'm sure you've seen his recent post. But anyway, they said that he should have wrote it down on a piece of paper, all the frustration and anger that he has or whatever, and then just put it into a drawer and left it for 2 days and then go back and read it. And if it annoys you as much as it did.
He said that?
No, one of his sidekicks said that. He said he should have wrote it down on a piece of paper, put it in a drawer and went back to it 2 days later. And if it still annoyed you, in that moment, then you should have said something. But 9 times out of 10, you'd be like, have completely cooled down by then. So what I'm trying to say is that girl should write it down what she wants to say and then put it away and then go back to it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that's really great advice, David. Really great advice. I do that all the time. I if someone got a hold of my notes, oh my God, the absolute essays I write out. The essays I write are insane and you've read them.
Yeah.
And I'm like, right, I'm just writing this down. I've sent them on to multiple people, like my friends and stuff. Mm. And I'm like, I just need to get this out of my head, read this, like validate me. And then, like, you know, I never press send. I never do. I just.
Have you ever, I'm sure, I'm asking
well,
you a question.
I say I never.
To.
I have in the past press send and I just don't think it's ever worth it.
No, it's not. But I'm asking a question that I already know the answer to. So hopefully it helps or relates to other people. Is that, do you ever find that you're driving along in the car or like walking or whatever and you're arguing with yourself in your head or having a conversation in your head?
Never arguing with myself. It's always one person.
Yeah, but it's... Yeah, me. Me.
I know what you mean though. Yeah. Like you're having full on conversations.
Yeah.
You're getting their response. You're responding to that response.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I know I've already set up 3 podcasts, one after the other, for my journey this morning. Right. But if I don't do that, I'll get into the car and I'll be driving. And I could be driving for 2 hours and I'll be realizing there's no radio.
Remember you told me you start shouting in the car?
I do that all the time. Do that all the time.
Anyway, on the family drama thing, my advice is, again, if it's illegal, dark, or contains abuse or anything like that, blow that shit wide open. And if it doesn't, and you feel like it's just something small,
just don't let your emotions get the best of you.
Your mom,
you need to do it properly. You need to do it like properly. You can't just blow that open because it'll go airspace. You need to sit down and do it, plan it out properly how you're going to do it. So it actually. Yeah.
But what's our email address, David?
10downpod@gmail.com.
Is it?
Yeah. So the podcast email address is 10downpod@gmail.com. Or if you don't want to send out on that, you can pop it into the Instagram page at 10downpod.
Perfect. David hasn't had his coffee. There's no pep in his step.
There's no pep in my step.
No pep in his step. Anyway, thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of 10 Down with Terry and David. If you enjoy listening to our podcast, make sure that you like and subscribe and give us all the stars that you possibly can because it really helps us. And if you have any more listener emails or if you have any more dilemmas or emails or anything that you want to send us, send them now at 10downpod@gmail.com.
And if you have any topics that you want us to touch on or anything to cover, give us a little message. Bye.
Are you all right?
Yes, Terry. Just say goodbye.
Goodbye, everybody.